Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you good news from around the globe. A sudden gust of wind blew a baby stroller onto the tracks as a train rumbled into a Brooklyn station the other day. But an unemployed Brooklyn man on his way to a job interview jumped off the platform and saved the child, authorities and witnesses said. Right before the train came, I was able to pull up the stroller and myself too, said Delroy Simmons. He got the baby just in time, a witness said. He missed the job interview, but after news of his heroics spread, he received numerous job offers and accepted one as a maintenance man at Kennedy Airport. Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, and many others who changed the way we live all had this in common: access to technology at an early age. A Washington, D.C. nonprofit called Code Now is teaching underrepresented youth the fundamental skills of computer programming. While taking free courses, the city kids build robots, Twitter apps, and a better future. Since launching in 2011, CodeNow has provided nearly 2,000 hours of free training and distributed 41 netbooks to students who otherwise might have minimal access to a personal computer. During trainings, we were amazed to watch students take to programming, said one CodeNow staffer. They were like sponges ready to soak up everything we gave them. Their thirst to learn was far greater than we ever expected. To better equip volunteers and the kids who each receive a netbook upon graduation, CodeNow has launched a campaign to raise awareness. Get more info on their Indiegogo campaign, where they are halfway to their goal of raising $15,000. With inspiration from a friend too lazy to take a shower, in a few months of research on the internet, South African University student Ludwig Marashane has won global recognition for an invention that takes the water out of bathing. The 22-year-old invented a product called Dry Bath, a clear gel applied to skin that does the work of water and soap, with wide application in the developing world where basic hygiene is lacking and hundreds of millions of people do not have regular access to water. Marashane's website calls Dry Bath the world's first germicidal bath-substituting skin lotion. The proprietary ingredients differ from hand sanitizers, which are alcohol-based and have pungent odors. The new product contains a blend of biocide, bioflavonoids, and moisturizers that kill germs and leaves the user smelling fresh. The great benefit of its germ-killing ability could save the lives of millions of destitute people who suffer from easily treatable diseases. It is labeled as non-toxic, hypoallergenic, non-stick, and long-lasting. And our top story for the day, gospel singer Baby Winnin sang God Bless America, and more than 100 workers signed the final steel beam that was lifted into place at the new World Trade Center skyscraper, the first expected to be open for business since the Twin Towers were decimated on 9/11. Workers raised their hard hats in tribute as the mammoth beam rose slowly into the Manhattan sky at the ceremony Monday to mark the completion of the structure at 4 World Trade Center. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.